Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And today on Good to Grow, we're going to be talking about pomegranates, which seems to be a really popular plant that we see growing around in El Paso. And it's certainly suitable to our climate.
A very, very good plant to use.
I particularly like the ornamental value that it brings, the nice, shiny, glossy leaves. But then you get a bonus if you get some fruit at the end of the season.
Salt tolerant, and it's you know, drought tolerant to a certain extent. So it's a great plant.
And there's a lot of research going on in El Paso about pomegranates.
Right.
There's been all sorts of great information about
pomegranate nursery.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Exactly. And I think that we're looking at a really good crop. And if you look in the grocery stores and stuff, you only have to take out a small business loan if you're going to take them home with you.
Right.
Because they're like, some of them are $3 and $3.50 a piece.
A piece,
for
right.
one piece of fruit. And I like them, but I'm a tightwad, and I'm right. not going to pay that much money, so I just grow my own.
Invest that money into your garden, and then you'll have crops from years on coming. And we have master gardeners that also do some propagation as far as pomegranates as well, mm-hmm. whether that's from seeds or cuttings and even air layering.
We're doing a lot of air layering with one of our master gardeners. He's a real guru on air layering propagation, and we've got some cute little trees. I think one of the ones that you have.
I have one of those. Yes, exactly.
So we're anxious to see how long it's going to take before your tree starts to bear fruit.
Start setting fruit. Exactly. Well, it looks great, and it's certainly a bump up of a quick start if you can master the air layering technique to get a viable plant of the sturdy size to start producing fruit.
It really does not take all that long, in my experience, to start producing fruit, too. You know, I think the plant that I bought, gosh, I can't even remember when. I think in the fourth year, I started to get a pretty good crop of pomegranates, and I still am. I'm still, they've kind of been baffling me, though, this year, because as a rule, I've not harvested till the end of September. And I've started noticing a lot of splitting and stuff, and I'm going, well, what's up with these trees? So I harvested I have one tree, and I harvested, I know, over 200 pomegranates off of that one tree.
Wow.
And the same tree last year gave me 6. So it goes to show you that Mother Nature is in charge, and we're not.
But all right.
If you don't have a big crop one year, don't give up. You know, just keep on trying. And they are really wonderful fruits. They claim that of all the fruits on our trees, that they are the highest in antioxidants. So they have a lot of true nutritional value that's associated with them. And I would never complain again about the cost of pomegranate juice, because they are labor intensive. But, you know, to get them off the trees and then to harvest what most people call the seeds mm-hmm. from the pomegranates. They're actually arils. And they're little tiny, most of them are bright red depending on the cultivars that you choose. The most popular here in El Paso is called Wonderful, which I think is an appropriate name for them because they really are. And there's all sorts of ways to get the arils out of the pomegranate. They do take a lot of work, but good old YouTube's got all sorts of information on there,
right.
So you can just search that on YouTube, and they'll give you different ways of getting those arils out, and then you can juice them. I make jelly every year, right. And one of my favorite things to make is a really good salad dressing, which I will get that to our Facebook gurus and master gardeners, and I'll get that recipe posted on Facebook. So go to the El Paso Master Gardener Facebook page and like us, and you can pick that recipe up.
And you'll find the recipe there. And I think one of the great things about that is we can't control the environment or the climate, what happens, but what we can control is the height of the pomegranate bush. You know, I think the biggest thing is for a home gardener is to keep it at a manageable size.
Bush. And that's what they claim too, is that it's best grown as a bush, you can, because it is, and my tree right now is about 10, 11 feet tall, so it's going to need to have some pretty decent pruning this year, but it is manageable.
So you kind of cut the height a little bit down and keep it mm-hmm. keep the fruit closer to be able to harvest that. But also, I think throughout the season, you start thinking about the heavy fruit load as well, because sometimes when you have too many fruit on one branch, then you can it may splinter or break,
yes,
if you will. So sometimes those strong winds
and fruit thinning.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why you can let nature take care of that too. So don't be upset when we get a rainfall or some wind event and wind. All those blooms are knocked to the ground because nature's just thinning your tree out for you.
Right.
So and I think that's very, very important. And you were talking about the value of the pomegranate tree. Even if you're not, if you're going to harvest them and give them all away or whatever, that's great. The flowers mm-hmm. on the pomegranate tree are absolutely gorgeous. They're right. just beautiful. And
there are flowering pomegranates, so don't mix those up as a fruiting pomegranate.
Right. And those flowering pomegranates, to me, they kind of look like a carnation flower, right. you know, mm-hmm. really, really
fluffy.
Fluffy. Yeah, they're really fluffy. Yeah, no, they're great.
And I have a miniature pomegranate, and it's a little bitty tiny thing. And right now it has one miniature pomegranate on it.
Oh,
it's about
goodness.
An inch in diameter. Mm. And it's really interesting. It was a gift. I received the plant as a gift. And so... You know, those are things that you give it a shot. You never know what you're gonna do. And I thought, well, one pomegranate tree will never give me that much. Well, I've had tons of pomegranates over the years, and that's a question I would have then for you, John, with the pruning, because I pruned pretty lightly last year because I was concerned that I didn't have much fruit production last summer, and so.
What's your recommendation on that? Had a great crop.
It's just been unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, is it an every other year thing with these pomegranates?
Usually not. I mean, we've had so much weird weather the last several years, it's hard to do any predictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had a lot of heat this year, a lot of heat units, and pomegranates do like the heat and stuff. They're very, heat tolerant. And so they like the heat. That might be why they're a little earlier this year.
Okay.
As far as harvest is, they've had a lot of heat units accumulated already.
And
we started off with the early spring. So everything kind
of
has
accelerated.
Yeah.
Well, I've also harvested, and I've been harvesting in clusters. So I'll have like three pomegranates that are, you know, actually touching and right. and you don't. You know, you don't take them off the tree like you would a peach. You're going to have your clippers there and be ready to go and do that carefully, because you don't want to tear those off of the tree.
Right.
I've had a lot of sun scald as well this year. And people will say to me, well, how do you know if they're ripe? Because pomegranates will not continue to ripen after they're harvested. The sides will flatten. And they almost get octagonal in shape by the time you're finished. And the research that I've done says that they need to have a metallic sound when you thump on them. And I'm going, well, I'm not sure what that sounds like.
Yeah.
So, and lots of times the skin will get a nice bright red, especially with that wonderful cultivar. But it also might be a little yellow on one side, depending on how much sun it's exposed to and stuff. So,
now, if you're really paying attention to your pomegranates, you can kind of notice the color change and
mm-hmm.
catch it. But if you leave them on too long, then, yeah, they begin to, you know, the skin will crack, it'll open up, and, you know, all the seeds fall out.
And almost get like that leathery texture on the outside as well.
So you've waited too long at that point. So.
And that last month, I really cut back on my watering too. Right. And I think that makes a difference on the cracking and so forth and so on. So back off on your irrigation. Typically, you're gonna harvest towards the end of September. But I know that one of our master gardeners has an early cultivar that actually he harvests in July.
Wow.
And they're beautiful too. I can't tell you the name of the cultivar off the top of my head, but it's really interesting to study them a little bit and know that, you know, this could be our next pecan crop maybe
right.
in El Paso, because the soil, especially on the east side of town, is really
I was talking to one of the extension agents over in Cochise County over in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they said they had a grower there that was going to experiment with pomegranates and mm-hmm. stuff. So I asked how many acres he was putting in.
Right.
He said 300 acres. I said, well, that's a pretty good size experiment.
Exactly.
Nice little orchard there.
See what a big one is.
Right.
And if you multiply that times 200 pomegranates per tree, then you have pretty good yield.
Just
right?
as an experiment. Wow.
Wow.
Well, we might add that pomegranates, they are a very good crop for El Paso. We start getting much down below 10 degrees, you might see a little bit of cold damage on them.
Sure.
But they are a very, very good crop for the area. Biggest insect problem, I think, is, of course, we have a few aphids on them. But the big thing is the leaf-footed plant bug. Mm-hmm. And it usually shows up about the time that your fruit are getting ready to harvest.
He's
getting
a smart
ready to
bug.
Ripen. Yeah, he gets in there and... He's kind of like a squash bug, only has on his back set of legs, they're kind of flattened out. And so they're somewhat leaf-like on his back leg.
Yeah, they're kind of funny-looking things. They're good size, too, so you can see them.
They'll put their mouth part in, and they'll suck out some pomegranate juice and squirt in a kind of a toxin, so to speak, mm-hmm. which starts to break the tissue down. So that point where he's hit, that area will begin to soften and kind of decay, bacteria moves in, and stuff.
I've experienced this year, and I've seen them, and I wasn't sure what critter it was, but the softness that you're talking about, just leave it for the birds or toss it.
Usually it's an off flavor, so you don't really want to keep them, but you do want to use some kind of insecticide, either organic or inorganic, to get those under control.
Right,
you can. Tarp the bush if you have it pruned up enough. You can, throw a tarp over and keep the plant bugs off if they're a big problem.
Mm-hmm. And sanitation is always a key to that. You don't want to have any kind of rotting fruit left on the ground where you can have insects or diseases over winter as well. So I know you can't always reach to all your pomegranates, or maybe it's up against maybe your not so friendly neighbor's dog on the backside of your property line, but you want to make sure that you go ahead and clean all that up, because you want to prevent any further diseases.
And they do, if they if they've cracked and stuff, they'll hang on that tree, and the birds, and that's good, the birds can help themselves, but do get those off. And another reason, that's another really good reason to keep your tree at a manageable size, because I was out on a ladder, which probably is not the smartest thing I ever did in my life. So I thought, well, I really got to prune these back this year. But they're fun trees, too. And you can, make jelly for the neighborhood.
Right. Definitely. And we hope that you're enjoying this beautiful fall fruit in El Paso. And if you don't have a pomegranate tree, you might want to consider adding that to your collection. And we want to thank you for listening to today's show. And thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing our show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.